Let's go to Julie in Long Beach, California, and she's got a question about insomnia and anxiety. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And how old a woman are you?
I am 73.
Okay, and how long has this been going on for you?
Well, I've been on Ativan for over a year now.
Mm-hmm. And does it work for you?
Well, yes, but it seems to be working less and less all the time.
Very normal MO for some of these. Okay, well, let's talk about, first of all, how much do you weigh also, Julie?
About 135 pounds.
Okay. So the first thing, usually when we're dealing with insomnia, there's three different aspects. So let's get to the first aspect. Do you find yourself going off to sleep and then you wake up for no reason?
No. As a matter of fact, I cannot go to sleep unless I take my sleeping pill.
Okay. You can't get off to sleep.
No.
Okay. Normally that's linked to the deep sleep point that's right behind your ear on the distal side of the mastoid. And that is at one of the terminus points of the gallbladder meridian in Chinese medicine. And what we know about that is usually we got a gallbladder issue. So normally what we can do is use some gallbladder nano-detox, and at your body weight, usually about 2 teaspoons in maybe 16 ounces of water, and often the first time you use it, you can go right off to sleep.
Excuse me. I just had my gallbladder removed about a year ago.
Yep, from bad to worse. That's definitely the problem then, because the gallbladder got jammed up. And unfortunately, you know, critical care medicine, medical doctors, allopaths, they move in and they see the gallbladder's jammed and they remove it, and that fixes the problem for a little while. But the process that congested the gallbladder is now going to occur in the bile veins from the liver to the common bile duct, since the sac is missing. Worse yet, Julie, is that you have another problem, and that is that the bile flow normally, if you sleep somewhere from about 11 or 12 o'clock at night to 6 or 7 in the morning, your bile is going to flow between 10 o'clock in the morning and about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you need to eat your high-fat meals during that time period, or you're going to feel sick or weak. You're either going to wrinkle up like a prune, or you're going to get fat, or both. So the way we fix this, we've got to decongest the bile veins, and the way you'll do that is still gallbladder nano-detox, which will soften and loosen the debris in there, and it will very rapidly detoxify the gallbladder meridian, so you will be able to get off to sleep, okay?
So
that's number one. Yes, go ahead.
What is it I do?
You're going to go on gallbladder nano-detox, and this guy is going to allow you to decongest the bile veins and the gallbladder meridian that controls the deep sleep or your ability to go off to sleep, okay? Now, having used the drugs you've used, the drug you used, you're probably going to have disrupted neurotransmitter chemistry in the brain, and you're not going to achieve REM sleep, so you're going to be kind of tired even when you wake up. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we've got to reestablish REM sleep, and we can do that. We've got a product called Tranquility Complex, and you would take 2 of these about an hour before bedtime. And what this should do is allow you to, within about 7 to 9 days, it'll reestablish the normal neurotransmitter chemistry. And now you will wake up and you'll feel rested. Okay? And then with that in place, you can work with your doctor's supervision to titrate or slowly reduce your Ativan. And then once you're off the Ativan, you would be allowed to continue the Tranquility Complex 30 days, and then you should be able to stop it as well. How's that for a deal?
Wow, that sounds great.
Okay, now, your age worries me about one more thing big time, and that's digestion, okay? And so here I would urge you to get on the HCL Detox Kit. And at your body weight and your age, I'd use about 4 HCL and 2 Activator end of meals. Okay, and if you can't remember or write this fast, I made notes on everything, and they'll be able to go over this when you call the order line. The last thing I'd like you to do is take a couple of Quantum Digest with the meals. If you forget, you can take it at the end of the meals. Now you can digest your food again. The main reason most people die in their 70s is that they're starving to death. They can't digest their food. So if you'd like to improve the quality of your life and the length of your life, this is what I would do. And if you have any other questions, you happen to be in a wonderful area there in Long Beach, California. You're right near our clinic in Torrance, California. And there I have Dr. Vincent Medici, Dr. Doug Wiley, and Rachel runs that clinic. It's a really great operation there. And they have all of our supplements, so you could pick them up there if you needed to. But also, if you had other issues, they can test you. They can do so much more because they are expert in quantum reflex analysis, QRA, and they can help you there. And I'll just leave you with the clinic number. It's area code 310-320-1132. So you could get this taken care of today. How's that, Julie?
So I can go to them opposed to getting my medications through the phone?
Yes, you have that choice. Yes, you do.
So I'll call them and make an appointment right away.
Well, you can call them, and if you make an appointment, they could test you head to toe if you want. But also, they can get these things together for you, and you're covered. Okay?
Wow.
All right, Julie. I think you're going to love and see what can be done. But don't worry about the gallbladder being out. It happens to a lot of people. It can be avoided, so you can make sure your relatives, kids, and others don't have to go through that, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is there any one particular doctor there that I should ask for?
Well, if you're going to actually make an appointment, they're both quite good. You can talk over with Rachel what would be the best thing to do, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Fine. Right. Give me a call back in a month or so and let me know how you're doing, okay?
I'll do that.
Good,
thank
Julie.
You.
Bye for now.